Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, praise the magnificent name of the Lord. Hello, everyone. We are back on Thanksgiving Thursday on NPA Live on the Blog Talk Radio. And this is your host, Ambassador Hagen, and we are just so excited about the Lord, and we are so glad to have you join us. Now, we're going to go right back in service with First Fruits Live. Come join us.
Here. And it's like a noise all the time, and they're going to take an MRI to see if I have nerve damage. But I believe God for my healing, and I'm asking for prayer.
Amen, amen, amen. We have your request, Evangelist Johnson, and we will stand in agreement with you. Hallelujah, amen. Any more prayer requests this morning?
This is Sister Lucille. Can you hear me?
Yes, Sister Lucille, good morning. We can.
Good morning. I want to first thank honor, give honor to God and my pastor, Lady Betty and Mother Johnson. I'm asking the saints to pray for peace in my home. And I also have a auntie in the hospital. Her name is Arlene Jenkins. She's still sick. And then I have an unspoken request. I have it holding it up in the air now, and I'm just asking the saints to pray for me.
Yes.
That I have peace
amen.
In my home in the name of Jesus.
Yes, amen. We want you to know, Sister Lucille, that we will stand in agreement with you, and you're praying for peace, and we ask God to bind you to the fruit of the Spirit, and peace is one of those, a peace that surpasses all understanding this morning. Amen. God bless you. Are there any more prayer requests this morning before we go to the throne of grace?
Mother Dixie, I'd like to request prayer for my church mother, Mother Forte. She's 93 years old. She's having trouble with her legs.
Yes, okay. Amen. And what was your name again? I'm sorry, someone else was coming in at the time that you were coming in.
Praise the Lord.
Mother.
Sister
Castillo, could you let the mother give her name before you start? What was the mother's name that just asked for a prayer?
Mother Digby, and I'm asking for prayer for Mother Forte.
Yes, ma'am, I had it. I just, your name cut out as Sister Castile was trying to come in. Thank you, Mother Digby. We are going to send your prayers before God. Amen. Sister Castile?
Yes.
Thank you for
Lord,
waiting.
Yes, praise the Lord, everyone. Unspoken prayer
Hallelujah.
Request. And for me today, for myself today, and for my son, Eric Castile.
Yes. Amen. Amen. We will stand in agreement with you. Amen. And Dr. Bernard always say to ask someone to come in agreement with you, and we will stand in agreement with you this morning. Amen. Amen. Are there any more prayer requests on the line this morning?
Yes, Sister Johnson in Texas. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Sister Johnson from Texas.
Yes. I want to put a young man on the prayer list by the name of Courtney. He is being tormented by demons, he said. And I just want you all to connect with prayer that the Lord would deliver him.
Amen, amen. We will stand in agreement with you, and we will command Satan and all of his demonic forces to leave his presence right now in the name of Jesus, and we release the power of God all over this young man. God bless you. Amen. Dr. Bernard, how many more would you like for me to receive this morning? I couldn't hear you. You're cutting out. I did not understand.
Yeah, we're at our limit, actually, over.
Okay.
And
amen. Yes, sir. Amen. We thank God for all of your prayer requests, and we're about to take them to the throne of the grace, and we would like to ask missionary Ernestine Raleigh from Chicago, Illinois, to, you know, intercede, and I'll pray, and then we'll turn it back over to Dr. Bernard. Amen. Sister Ernestine, are you still?
Yes. The only thing is I didn't get through prayer request, so I just have to pray a general prayer.
Father yes, God, a general prayer, yes.
We just thank you. We praise you. We magnify your name, God. We give you all the glory and all the honor this morning, God, for you are worthy and you're worthy to be praised. Now, God, we come before your presence knowing that you can do all things, that there's nothing hard for you and there's nothing impossible for you. God, look on each one of these prayer requests. Grant them in the name of Jesus according to your goodness and your mercy and your kindness, God. In the name of Jesus we pray. Thank God. Amen.
Amen, amen. And Lord God, as we continue to pray of faith and blessings upon the prayer requests that have been presented before you, you said make the request known to you. And this is what we have done this morning. Lord God, that young lady that is incarcerated this morning, you know all about it. Lord God, she is your property, God. She belongs to you, and you belong to her, God. And we plead the blood of Jesus all over. Over this young lady. You know what her concern is. Lord God, we ask you to perfect her concern, meet her every need, whatever her problem is. Lord God, we have found you to be the greatest problem solver. Whatever question she may have in her mind this morning, only you have the answers for her, Lord God. Healing in her mind, Lord God. And Lord God, you spoke to me vividly on the other day, always pray for the mind and the heart, Lord God. We ask you this morning to give her the mind of Christ this morning, Lord God. And Lord God, turn that old stony heart into the heart of flesh this morning, Lord God. And we lift up and stand in agreement with Evangelist Johnson this morning, Lord God. You know what's going on in her body. You know what's causing that noise in her ear, Lord God. And you said that you will perfect everything that concerns us, Lord God. You know what her concern is this morning, and we're asking you to perfect her concern, Lord God. Do it, Lord God. With you, Lord God, we are nothing. Hallelujah. But without you, we are nothing. But with you, we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. And we look into you this morning to complete the work that you have started in her, Lord God. Because of your completed work on the cross, Lord God, she can have her healing because you already accomplished it for her in the name of Jesus. And by faith, we call it done in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And Lord God, we lift up Sister Lucille this morning. Lord God, we are praying, hallelujah, with her for peace, peace in her home, Lord God. Give her that peace that surpasses all understanding. And Lord God, bind her to the fruit of the Spirit, love and joy and peace, meekness and kindness and gentleness and long-suffering, Lord God, and self-control, Lord God. That peace, Lord God, that surpasses all understanding. And Lord God, let your love just saturate her this morning so that she can receive the peace that she needs, Lord God. And Sister Mother Jacobs this morning, Lord God, hallelujah. Lord God, I couldn't remember what she said about her, but Lord God, you know what's going on with Sister Gorlene Jacobs this morning, Lord God. Even that unspoken request, she's lifting it up before you, God. And we place it at your feet of the cross this morning, Lord God. You say, cast all your burdens up on you, Lord God, because you care for us. And Lord God, we're casting our burdens up on you, Lord God. You know all about it, Lord God, and you have all the answers, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God. You have the final answer, and we praise you and thank you for it. Mother Dick, knee, Lord God. She's placing Mother Forte, who's 93 years old, on the line, the prayer line, Lord God. We, God, anoint those legs this morning with your oil of anointing, Lord God. Whatever is going on in those legs, Lord God, you can fix it. We find you to be our Jehovah Jireh. You can provide everything that we need. You are our Jehovah, hallelujah, Rapha. You are the God that healed us, Lord God. By Jesus' stripes this morning, she is healed. In the name of Jesus, she's whole and she's well. And that's our declaration of faith, a mother this morning, 93 years old. We thank God for giving her a long life, Lord. You only promise us of 40, and she's beyond that, Lord God. And we thank you for this life. We celebrate this life this morning. And Sister Castile, Lord God, her unspoken request, Lord God, you know what it is, Lord God, and you can do it. Nothing is too hard for you. And we place her son, Eric, Lord God. Lord God, we place him on the prayer line, Lord God. Fix it, Lord God. Do it, Lord God. We stand on Isaiah that our children, hallelujah, Lord God, are yours, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Great is their peace, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. And Sister Johnson from Texas, Lord God, hallelujah. We pray for the young lady named Courtney. Hallelujah. We speak to you, demonic spirit. We command you to leave this young person now. In the name of Jesus, you cannot have any power over her. In the name of Jesus, we release the power of God all over her. And Lord God, all other requests that weren't placed on the line, Lord God, you know all about it, Lord God. We place it in your hand. You are a big hand, God. You are an awesome God. Lord God, you are omnipotent, Lord God. You know everything. You are omnipresent. You're everywhere at the same time, Lord God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God, you're all-powerful, God, and we thank you. We thank you, Lord God. We place it all in your hands, Lord God. Nothing is too hard for you, Lord God, and we just thank you, and we praise you all during the day. Lord God, we're going to praise you and thank you for all of these prayer requests, Lord God. And Lord God, as we get up every morning, we're commanding our day to be holy, our mornings to be holy. And Lord God, as we send up the Holy Ghost prayers, hallelujah, the evils will be dispelled from the four corners of this world, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God. We thank you for the letter, Lord God, that is extending down to the earth from heaven, Lord God, and the angels are ascending and descending, Lord God, as we speak and as we pray, Lord God. They're bringing and ushering blessings, hallelujah, taking our prayer requests up to heaven, and then they're coming down, and they're bringing down the blessings upon your people everywhere, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God, as we continue to pray and lift you up, that your agenda, the kingdom of God's, hallelujah, of heaven is going to be moved. And hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord God. We seal these prayers, everything that has been said and done on this prayer line with the precious blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost prayers have hijack the airways and the highways and the waterways with Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Amen. Thank God for you, Dr. Vernard. We turn it back over into your hands. God
bless you. God bless you. Wonderful, wonderful, beautiful, beautiful prayer. Thank you so much. And we are ready this morning. Don't forget the youth prayer line tonight at 7 o'clock. Amen. 7 o'clock, your prayer line. Just dial the same number and you'll be connected. They've been doing a tremendous job. Christina and Dr. Pfeiffer, we want to appreciate both of you. Thank God for you. Amen. I'm going to let you go a few minutes early today. I want to thank God for all those on the blog and also on GMAP. If you're there, God bless all of you. Welcome you now. I want you in Africa and Asia and India. Amen. Who will be the one that God uses in your nation to get people to thank God 1,000 times a day? I know God can move in a tremendous way if you let him use you and get people all over your nation thanking God 1,000 times a day. And don't let anybody discourage you. Amen. I heard somebody on television say to me, I don't have to thank him a whole lot of times. I can just thank him one time. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Well, I don't know who would be that jealous of God, but they wouldn't want to get God to get all the praise. And all he inhabits praises. Amen. And I don't know why they wouldn't want the Lord to have all the praise he can get. You know, I'm for God, getting all the praise that's available. Everybody in the world, I wish to start praising him. Amen. One day every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that he's Lord. I saw praise on another level, like the world has never seen before. It's coming, y'all. It's coming. I saw it. And it's going to be awesome for God. Is going to do, and he's going to inhabit the praises. It may be what will usher in, you might say, the rapture. I don't know. But I know praise will cause a change in a nation. Mm-hmm. Praise will cause a change in the whole wide world. Get people praising God, they'll live better. They're a little closer to the Lord. They'll appreciate him more. Praise him. And we want to get him as much praise as possible. He will change our nation if we can get the nation to start praising him. If we can get those folks in Hollywood to start praising God, yeah, that will change some things. Amen. Try it sometime. And that's how you have peace in the home. Sister Lucille, and then I'm praying for you and peace in your home. Yes, just get that praise going all day long. And keep praising God in your home. Something will happen. Nothing will change in the name of Jesus. We just thank God to all of you again today. And we had a great, great, great time. Amen. Is someone Dr. trying Johnson. To say something?
Uh-huh. Dr. Johnson, this is Sister Gina. And forgive me if I'm out of order, but I got kind of a 911 situation here that I want to ask for prayer for, please. May I?
Mm-hmm.
I would like to ask for prayer for my supervisor, Stacia, and all those folks that have supervisors that seem to be on a mission to make it uncomfortable for them on the job. I just want to place Stacia on the prayer line. It's gotten to the point where she is actually making people physically ill from some of the things that are taking place. And if you don't mind, would you please just have a word of prayer? In that situation.
Absolutely. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you because you made available to us your anointing through Jesus Christ. God, the anointing destroys every yoke. I'm asking you to let your anointing fall there and let person stay here. Destroy those yokes that are trying to destroy her, God. She's going through something, Lord, that is making her bitter. Whatever it is, let this young lady have peace in her mind, in her heart, in her soul. I bind you, devil, in the name of Jesus. God said, whatever I loose on this earth shall be loosed in heaven. And I bind you, whatever I bind on this earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever is troubling this woman, I bind you in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus Christ be upon you. Yes, God, help this lady in Jesus' mighty name. Oh, touch right now in Jesus' mighty name. Even as she is on her way now or in a few minutes on her way to that job, I pray that you let something the Holy Ghost anointing or something change that bitterness in her heart, Lord, and help her eyes to come open. Take the cataracts off her eyes and let her see clearly what she's doing. And, Lord, give her a heart not to do that. In the name of Jesus Christ, I speak peace on that job. The peace of the Holy Ghost. Shut up, take. Equal, shut day. And let it be so, Lord. It shall be. Thank you, everything. All right, everybody. Everybody else, Rabbi, and, I want to take this out here today thanking the Lord. Thank you. Amen. I want to call some things. I just want y'all to thank you. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
First of all, I want to say, Lord, we thank you for waking us up this morning. Let's thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for waking us up. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you,
Jesus.
Everybody awake ought to be thanking. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for great strength. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you
for peace. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you for love.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
thank you, thank you,
thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you,
thank
you, thank you, thank you,
thank you,
thank
you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank
you, thank you,
thank you, thank you,
thank you,
thank you, thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank
you,
thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you,
thank you, thank you,
thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank
you,
thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank
you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank
you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank
you,
Thank you.
Thank you,
Lord, for making everything all right.
And I got a feeling no matter what you're going through, everything
will be all
right. Thank you, Jesus. Give me a break. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
It's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
God bless all of y'all. Have a wonderful day. It's going to be all right, whatever you're going through. Just keep on praising Him and thanking the Lord. And then while you're thanking Him, you can thank your way to a mirror. Amen. It's going to be all right. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. See you back on the prayer line tomorrow morning. Amen. God bless you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Get the U prayer line tonight at 7. U prayer line tonight at 7.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God, we thank you. We thank you.
All right, in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
Lord, I thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
All right, all right.
Hallelujah. Yeah. It's gonna be all right. I know you're moving. I know you're looking inside. I know you're looking inside. I was in a clinic, joy, come from the morgue. But God's got you out. He knows all about it. He might be broke. You might be in distress.